Yorian, thank you very much for talking to Gothenburg-400.com. Yorian, you represent SD or Swedish Democrats in Gothenburg. Do you think you'll make an impact in the elections now?
Of course we will, both national and here in Gothenburg. I think that in national we're going to get like 25%, and in Gothenburg we'll make an impact as well. Not as good as 25%, but we will grow in Gothenburg as well.
Yorian, why do you think your party is rising in popularity? Is it because of immigration or any other reason?
Well, immigration is one of the questions, definitely. The reason why we are increasing is because Jimmy Åkesson and the Swedish Democrats, we have stand firm in our belief. We haven't changed anything. We're talking about problems and solutions, and more people are starting to sharing our views on how Sweden has been run the last few decades. And the other parties, they feel where the wind is blowing, and they are changing their minds all the time, while Jim is standing firm and tall and saying, this is what I believe in, these are my solutions. If you want to change Sweden, vote for me. That's basically it.
How is the response for SD in Gothenburg? Because you have been very nominally present, but do you think it will change?
Yeah, we will maybe not double in Gothenburg, but we will rise. We will get 11, 12% or something like that. That will be a fantastic result for us here in Gothenburg if we reach those numbers.
Yorian, in the case of no one getting a majority,
yeah,
do you think any other political party will support SD, let's say in commune or Västergötland land or in the parliament?
Definitely. Maybe not after this election, but we will in the future have a prime minister from Sweden, Democrats, we will. And depending on how the election goes, I'm certain that other parties will start talking to us and form some kind of coalition or ask us to support them. I don't think we will be in the government of not this election, but maybe to support other parties. I believe that, because this is, we are grown up people. We have to solve the problems. We need to find solution, and we teach our kids, young kids, to talk to each other. Don't bully each other. Be nice to each other. But still, our grown up politics, they doesn't even want to speak to other people, and that is just basically it's wrong. It's kindergarten.
Yorian, apart from immigration, your party stands very firm. Hey, don't allow too many people into the country. Apart from that, what else do you have to offer?
Well, basically, in Gothenburg, where I'm trying to rule, where I'm trying to get elected, the most important thing for me is what we call Västlänken and Trängselskatt. We had said no to that. But beside that, it's the safety, feeling of being secure. And that means different from each person. My son, who's 20 years old, he's insecure where he's going to live. Do I get an apartment? If you ask a young girl, she will say, well, I feel unsafe when I go out in the night. So that's her unsafety. Or if you speak to elderly people, they will be uncertain. Do I want to be old in this town? Do we have health care enough for me? So people need to feel secure in terms of looking into the future. And that is the most important thing to me. Everybody who lives in Gothenburg needs to feel safe and secure.
So, do you think in these elections that you will make an impact in the Göteborg's commune? Will you be part of the government or will you support someone?
No, ask me again on the 10th of September. We will probably not be in majority in the government here in Gothenburg. And we will support anybody who's willing to talk to us and speak to us in certain matters. I don't have any good suggestions. I support every good suggestion. It doesn't matter if it comes from the right or the left. If it's a good suggestion, I will support it. And I would appreciate if the other parties actually came to me and spoke to me and said, we want to do this, we want to do that. What's your view on this? That's a grown-up thing to do, talk to each other.
Thank you very much, Yorian, for talking to Gothenburg-400.com.
Thank you very much.